Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. I got a question for you. What if you could see a moving picture, a movie of cosmic history? This would be a movie spanning back, 8 billion years in time with 300 million characters, all of them galaxies. Thanks to the work of several scientists, you are soon going to be able to do just that. The project is called the Dark Energy Survey, and it uses a gigantic digital camera, the most powerful ever, to snap pictures of far-out galaxies and exploding stars back to 8 billion light-years from Earth. Scientists hope that this information the camera gathers will help them solve one of the universe's biggest mysteries. Why are distant galaxies flying apart at an ever-accelerating rate? They should be contracting. Joshua Freeman is director of the Dark Energy Survey and a scientist at Fermilab. He is also professor of astronomy and astrophysics at the University of Chicago. Hi, Dr. Freeman.
Hello.
570 megapixels in the Dark Energy Survey camera. Is that correct?
That's right.
I believe there's a brand new iPhone coming out today. How many iPhones is 570 megapixels?
Oh, gosh. I think when I last counted, iPhones were about 8 megapixels, so it's a lot.
All right. So Apple has nothing on you. Explain how this works. A powerful camera, okay, mounted on top of a great big telescope I heard in Chile. And then what do you do?
So basically, starting last Saturday and over the next 5 years, we're going to use this camera to make a big map of the universe. We're going to cover about an eighth of the total sky. And as you mentioned, over that period, we will catalog, measure positions and properties of about 300 million galaxies at the present time and going back in kind of time slices of the universe back 8-10 billion years. And we'll use that to try to figure out why the universe is speeding up rather than slowing down.
It should be slowing down because just like dropping a basketball that bounces and then goes back up to its apex, it should be decelerating. That's what physics tells us to believe, but that's not what the universe is doing.
That's right. So imagine if you threw that basketball up, instead of it falling back to Earth, it started going faster and faster upwards and then just skyrocket out of the atmosphere. That's what the universe itself is doing. And that's a real puzzle because, you know, we know that gravity is the dominant force on large scales in the universe. It should be making the universe slow down. And so we invent this new stuff that we call dark energy. It would make up about 3/4 of all the energy in the universe. And it has to have this very strange property that it makes things repel each other rather than attract. We don't really understand what dark energy is. And the purpose of this new survey is to really try to hone in on the nature of dark energy and really try to get a physical understanding of what it is.
It seems, Joshua Freeman, you all in the astronomy world, to put it bluntly, have done a lot better with dark matter than you've done with dark energy. And I want to understand a little bit more about how this movie, this super powerful digital camera with all the snapshots you're going to take, is going to let you understand something that fundamentally we can't see and can't directly measure. How does such great pictures help you do that?
Right. So there's two things we're really trying to get at here. One is trying to make a better measurement of the history of the expansion of the universe, how fast it's expanding today, 1 billion years ago, 3 billion years ago, 5 billion years ago. And the other thing we're trying to get at is look at this kind of cosmic movie of how structure in the universe is formed. We see these 300 million galaxies. They're all not just uniformly spread around the sky. They're actually clumped together. And that clumping changes over time due to gravity. And so we want to measure that change in the clumping. And those two things will tell us about the nature of dark energy.
But the great thing about this also, Joshua Freeman, is that you're not just looking over great distance. You are looking back in time, right? Because light travels at the speed of light. So, you know, something that's 8 billion miles away is actually 8 billion years into the past. It's amazing.
That's right. And so that's the great thing about looking out in the universe. We're also looking back in time. So the more distant galaxies we see, we're seeing them as they were billions of years ago, and we're seeing them as they were clustered together billions of years ago. And so when we look out at more and more distant galaxies, we actually see that they're less clumped together than they are today. And that's because gravity has increased the clumping over time.
Now, this is dangerous stuff. You know, you could end up upending part of the theory of relativity. You could kind of turn it on its head here.
That's right. So that's an important thing to keep in mind is we know the universe is speeding up. We invent this stuff called dark energy, which if it's out there, would be causing it to speed up. But there's another possibility, which is that there's no dark energy at all, and that what's really going on is that our understanding of gravity, Einstein's theory of gravity called general relativity, that might need to be replaced when we get to really, really big scales in the universe.
Joshua Freeman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Joshua Freeman is the director of the Dark Energy Survey, scientist at Fermilab, and professor of astronomy and astrophysics at the University of Chicago.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.